So shortly after yesterday's news conference by the president, senior administration officials told the Washington Post that President Obama is preparing to send lethal weaponry to the Syrian opposition and has taken steps to assert more aggressive U.S. leadership among allies and partners seeking the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. The White House did not confirm that Washington Post report, and the Pentagon denied it. Meanwhile, senior Israeli officials are now saying to various news outlets that they now have proof that the regime of Bashar al-Assad has used chemical weapons against the Syrian rebels. No ambiguity about a chain of custody there. Joining us is Michael Oren, Israeli ambassador to the United States. Ambassador, welcome.
Good to be with you, John.
So two things. Let's take the first report from the Washington Post. What does Israel think about the United States sending lethal weapons to a neighboring nation, essentially escalating a civil war on your border?
Well, first of all, John, Israel is not making any recommendations to the United States about how to be involved in Syria or not be involved in Syria. We're not urging, we're certainly not pressuring the United States. The Syrian situation is immensely complex. We understand this quite well. We have, of course, great concerns about Syria, about chemical weapons transfer, that's our red line, to terrorist organizations, particularly to Hezbollah in Lebanon, and not just chemical weapons transfers, but the transfer of what we call game-changing weapons. It could be anti-aircraft, anti-ship systems, missile systems, to the hands of Hezbollah. And that's our red line. We stand by it very strongly, and should it be crossed, we will not remain passive. I will assure you that. As for American involvement, we have just one request, and that is, should the United States determine to provide lethal weaponry to the rebels in Syria, we would ask that those rebels be vetted very, very carefully. During the Libyan civil war, the ouster of Muammar Gaddafi, there were a great number of shoulder-fired missiles that found their way into the hands of rebels, and from those hands, they quickly were transferred to terrorist groups in our area. Within a week, they were being used to fire at our forces. So we just ask that those rebels be vetted very carefully.
Although, given the Libyan experience, there's a limit to what vetting you can possibly do, and these weapons wouldn't even have to be transshipped. They're probably within range, some of them.
We understand that, again, it's immensely complex, and we're not making any recommendations to the United States about this. But we have our concerns about terrorist elements in Syria, and there are a great number of them, acquiring weapons that would pose a threat to our forces and our civilians.
Well, very diplomatic, Ambassador Oren, Israeli ambassador to the United States, speaking there. Let's talk about the apparent certainty that some senior Israeli officials are apparently declaring regarding Bashar al-Assad having used chemical weapons against the Syrian rebels. Is that an official belief of the Israeli government at this point?
Well, it was an analysis presented by a senior official in the Israel Defense Forces. It's a military analysis, and intelligence branches are certainly entitled, and that is their duty, to submit intelligence assessments, which is what it was. But the possible usage of chemical weapons by the Syrian regime is a subject that is being discussed continuously at the highest levels between Israeli and American officials, and it continues to be discussed and monitored.
Now, let's talk about your particular red lines. And when you say the Israelis would act unilaterally if any of those red lines are crossed, we should note that historically, I believe in a celebrated battle in the 1980s, you nearly took out the entire Syrian Air Force in one encounter. So encounters with Syria are hardly unknown between Israel and Syria. What evidence would you need of transshipment? Would you need to see chemical weapons in Lebanon? Would you need to see actual shipments from satellite photos of transshipments from Syria into Lebanon and understand the Hezbollah custody now of weapons like this? What sorts of data are you looking at?
Well, without going into, you know, classified tactical details here, John, we have very good intelligence about the chemical weapons arsenal in Syria. It's the largest arsenal of its type in the Middle East, one of the largest in the world. And again, not just of chemical weapons, but what we call game-changing weaponry. It could be anti-aircraft systems. We're watching them very carefully. We have good intelligence. And we are very adamant in saying that those weapons will not make it into Hezbollah's hands.
All right. Michael Oren, Israeli ambassador to the United States. He joined us from Washington, D.C. Ambassador, thanks so much.
Have a good day, John.
So later this hour, we're going to examine ethical issues and tricky language surrounding the Obama position on the hunger-striking prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. That's coming up next. But later this hour, we're going to talk about the sale of the site of Wounded Knee, where a historic massacre of Lakota Indians took place in the late 1800s. Selling history, making money off of history. It's an issue for the people of South Dakota. But we're asking you if there are sites in your cities or towns that you want to see forever preserved.
Our local landmark is Belle Isle. It's an island that sits on the Detroit River. It's in between Canada and Detroit, and it's a beautiful place. But during the summer months, it's taken over by a lot of, you know, thugs, and I wanted to preserve it back the way it used to be, family fun, picnics, family reunions of that sort.
Priceless history in your community. Here's a listener in New York who says, Mary Help of Christians Roman Catholic Church in the East Village, built around 1914, it embodies all the hopes and dreams of the original melting pot generation that contributed so much to our society, in danger of being forgotten now and slated to be replaced by slick and soulless replacement buildings. So many of those in New York. So sad, says this listener in New York. Call us with your story, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Gitmo next. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.